864-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, June 17th, 2025 edition. Last night, it was confirmed by a website and also a story by the Detroit News. Former Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard, is running for governor in 2026. He also was a former attorney general nominee. Speaking with the Detroit News last night, also the Midland Daily News reported that Leonard's as a candidate, as Tom Leonard for governor webpage went live last evening. Leonard, 44, joins U.S. Congressman John James, Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, and former Attorney General Mike Cox as the Republicans' most prominent candidate at this point, and comes after he's paid visits to several Republican functions over the past several weeks. In the past few weeks, Leonard has been a Republican Party functions in Genesee County, Emmett County, Macomb County, Monroe, Mackinac City. The married father of three is currently a partner with Plunkett Cooney. It's a large law firm, offices all across the state of Michigan, where he does government relations, public policy, and regulatory compliance work. He is a registered lobbyist as of March of 2020, and his wife, Janelle Leonard, is the president and CEO of Marketing Resource Group. He introduces himself as being born in Montrose to a dad who served on the line in Buick City, and a mom who became a small business owner. He graduated with a bachelor's degree from the University of Michigan and was the president of his fraternity. Leonard, a former state representative from DeWitt, served from 2013 through 2018. After having worked in the Attorney General's office as well as the Genesee County Prosecutor's office, he won the Republican nomination for Attorney General in 2018, but lost to the Democrat Dana Nessel by 115,000 votes. That was the closest margin for the statewide Republicans that year. President Donald Trump nominated Leonard to serve as his U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Michigan, but his nomination was blocked by Democrat U.S. Senator Gary Peters and then U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. Those two senators blocked his nomination from going through. He sought the nomination for the Attorney General again in 2022, but lost the nomination to Matt DiPerno, due in part to a scathing letter from Donald Trump, who called Leonard an absolute embarrassment to the GOP. Tom Leonard represents the loser mentality of all the rhinos who did nothing about the massive voter fraud and Democrat cheating in the 2020 election, Trump wrote in 2022 before endorsing Matt DiPerno. Not mentioning that back earlier in his first presidential term that he had nominated Leonard as a U.S. Attorney General. Now, this is very interesting because now we have a former Speaker of the House, Tom Leonard. We have the current Senate Minority Leader, Eric Nesbitt. Current Congressman John James, which Donald Trump is not happy with James running for governor in any way, shape, or form. Why? Because by running for governor, he won't be running for re-election to Congress. And as a result, that seat would be an open seat for a new Republican candidate and a Democrat candidate, which could very easily flip from Republican to Democrat. If John James drops out of the race as governor and decides to run for re-election in Congress, he'll probably easily win it. Incumbents have a huge, huge advantage over open seat contests. And then, of course, former Attorney General Mike Cox. What do all these people have in common? They're former and or current elected officials looking to run the state of Michigan. And their current positions are legislative. Former Attorney General Mike Cox, prosecutor, top law enforcement officer as the Attorney General. I'm sorry, he's still a politician. At this point, I have made the decision that I'm personally not going to endorse or support any politician. What I want is a businessman. I want a business guy to get into this race, whether that's Kevin Rinke, Perry Johnson. I really don't care at this point. I'm not interested in politicians being the next governor of the state of Michigan. That includes all these guys. Now, will I have them on the show? Of course. I'll be respectful. I'll ask them tough questions. I'll vet them really hard. But I'm sorry, I want a business guy. I want somebody like Donald Trump with business experience coming from the private sector to lead this state and to fix it. The state is broken and it needs to be fixed. And I don't want a politician who's involved in legislative experience to be the CEO of the state. John James, working in the swamp of Washington, D.C., the former Speaker, Tom Leonard, the current Senate Minority Leader, and a former Attorney General. Sorry, guys. Going to be a long way to go before I would consider supporting your candidacy. And this is way early. Folks, we're still like 13 and a half months away from the August primary next year. Sorry, I'm just not buying it. Now, I've been told that others are considering making their announcements on Mackinac Island in September. The biennial leadership conference that the Michigan Republican Party will be hosting. Well, it's going to be interesting to see who gets in the race by September. Which, by the way, basically only 3 months away. So, what do you guys think? Let's do a unscientific poll this morning till the end of the show. Let's see, last names, let's see what we got. Okay, yeah, we can do this with their last names. Text me at 231-360-5140 if you're possibly considering supporting Cox. Text me a C for Cox. James, John James, current congressman from Shelby Township, that would be a J. Leonard, former Speaker of the House, would be an L. Nesbitt would be an N, the current Senate Minority Leader. Or text me an O for other. Not interested like I am in any of these guys. Text me an O. If you think somebody else other than these guys need to be somebody that you would consider supporting. Personally, I'm an O all day long. We got to get somebody other than these guys. So let's run with this until, actually we'll do it for an hour. We'll run this unscientific poll until 10:45. C for Cox, J for James, L for Leonard, N for Nesbitt, or an O, other. I will not open your text messages. I'll keep them in my unread file. I'll have the numbers total in 59 minutes. We'll announce it last segment of today's show. Because I just don't want the same old, same old. People with political experience, you can work with a new governor, a new business guy. You want to be in his cabinet. You have an area of expertise. Tom Leonard, for example, being a former speaker, maybe he can be advisor to the governor on how to get things passed in the House. Eric Nesbitt, Senate Minority Leader, advised the new governor on how to get things passed in the Senate. If there's ever an opportunity where we need things done from Washington, John James could be the contact for the new businessman, the other candidate, to advise him on how to get things done in Washington. Mike Cox, Attorney General. Maybe, just maybe, he could be an advisor to the governor when it comes to legal issues and dealing with the state constitution and the bureaucracy in Lansing. We'll see. We'll keep the unscientific poll open till 11:45. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Antrim County Conservative Union 6th Annual Fun Shoot and Pig Roast, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an iron pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Again, just text me the letters. I don't want any explanations or comments on the unscientific poll. Got one person says, I'm still waiting for the dark horse to get into the race. Why dark horse? Not interested in a dark horse, actually. Somebody that's got a long shot? Nope. I want a business person that can raise money, fund the campaign to get started, dump $1 million at least into your campaign finance account to start with, be willing to put more in there, and raise money from the grassroots. A candidate of We the People. Somebody that the Republicans can get behind to say, this is our guy, you other guys need to go away. Now, we're going to have a vote because of their egos. John James is running basically so he can get out of Washington, D.C. and come home and live with his family. It's the only reason why he's running for governor, in my opinion. Since announcing, he's been nowhere to be found. No solid policies anywhere on his campaign website. No vision on how he's going to fix what's wrong with the state of Michigan. I want a business guy that will come in and say, I'm getting rid of the state income tax. If X My Tax is successful in getting the signatures and put it on the ballot, I'll advocate and tell people to vote for it. I'm willing to cut the budget back to the levels it was when Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly left office. Get the state budget back to $58, $60 billion, if not lower. If you eliminate state income tax against people's incomes and you eliminate property taxes from going to Lansing, keep the money locally in your county. Restructure the way Lansing sends revenue sharing to local county government. Let the people of the counties run the business of the roads, fire, police, schools. Allow it to be done at the local level. You're a candidate for governor and you're willing to support that. You're my kind of guy. And when I say guy, I mean guy. Not interested in a woman candidate for governor in any way, shape, or form. I've had it with these women governors. And Tudor Dixon, if you're listening, run for the U.S. Senate against Mike Rogers. Probably Bill Huizenga, current congressman, going to be announcing probably soon as well. Get into that race. Do not run for governor again. Been there, done that. Sorry, Tudor. Like you a lot. Don't do it. Run for the Senate. We did a previous poll, unscientific poll on the show a couple of weeks ago. 212 people voted during that show. We had 210 T for Tudors to 2 for Rogers. Pretty overwhelming poll there. I shared it with Dare Rendon, the first congressional district chair, and others. Let's see what her decision ends up being. Now, the very interesting thing about all of this, these guys all funding their campaign with a lot of money. John James announced $1 million in his announcement. Cox did the same. Nesbitt did the same. No comments about how much Tom Leonard is putting out there in his run for governor. Not sure at all where he's coming from as far as financially. Picture of him with his wife and kids. Great family. Know him personally. Absolutely great family man. Do not belittle that in any way, shape, or form. I remember when we were on Mackinac Island a few years ago, little baby Hannah. Well, I kind of babysat her while Tom and Janelle had to go to an event. We were at the grandstand outside the Jewel Golf Course, the little Pizza Hut. She was young, probably a year old. Now I'm looking at her in this picture. What is she, 7, 8 years old? Amazing. Good people. Don't get me wrong. But just not interested in a politician. Sorry, Tom. We'll have you on the show. We'll talk about it. But I need to see policy. What are you going to do to fix the state? Don't care about you being a prosecutor. Don't care about you being a former Speaker of the House. What is your policy? Want to know what you're going to do to fix the state of Michigan. President Trump's Attorney General nominee for the Western District. Yeah. Sorry, dude. I'm just not buying it. We're going to have a special guest on in the next half hour. Greg Hutchins, the 1607 landing. What is it all about? And who is Craig? Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000.